Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I hope everybody had a fantastic Easter weekend. Obviously, a unique one, a different one this year in the sense that we couldn't be together personally, and there is some sadness to that. And at the same time, as Dean said a couple of weeks ago, we are trying to relax in the sovereignty of God and just enjoy the season that He's given us here that is much slower paced. And, you know, I told our Delaware folks via email this past week, you know, the inability to meet together shouldn't change the fact of our celebration, because it doesn't change the fact that Jesus has risen from the grave. He is alive. Easter hope remains. That hope is not changed by our circumstances, and so we can still celebrate as we always have. And as we looked this past Sunday, you know, we went back, looked at the resurrection, looked at the crucifixion, really at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've been in this series we've been calling Daybreak, and we finished it, obviously, with Sunday, with the resurrection, but I talked about sort of all 3 days and just looking at sort of these highlight moments, Jesus saying on the cross, "It is finished, it is accomplished." That He came, He did what He came to do, that He came to pay for sins, to be a sacrifice, to give His life as a ransom for many. And He had accomplished that at the cross, and how even though it seemed like a defeat, a death of defeat, it's not a death of defeat, it's a death of obedience. It's a death, ultimately, of victory, because on the third day, He would rise again. The angels would declare, He is not here, right? You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, but He is not here. He is risen. And of course, you in the resurrection, you see that Jesus really is who He says He is, that He really did what He came to do. And one of the points I said on Sunday is that because He is who He says He is, He has the authority to tell us who we are, that we are known, and we are loved, and we are made new, and we are adopted into the family of God. If we've trusted Christ, we are alive in Him. We have new life and resurrection life. We have eternal life in Him because He has eternal life, because He is risen. And the resurrection shows us that what Jesus did at the cross was enough. He paid the full debt of sin. He experienced death itself. The wages of sin is death, scriptures say, but He took that death for us and then walked out of the tomb. But one of the things, one of the days that doesn't get a whole lot of attention is Saturday. And I briefly talked about this this past Sunday, but I want to highlight it again here. I mentioned that I've recently listened to a wonderful sermon by John Ortberg. I think it's from 2014, and it's on Saturday. And he talks about, you know, why is Saturday even really a day in here? Why didn't God orchestrate this such that you just went straight from Friday, right, to Sunday, just straight from the crucifixion and to the resurrection the next moment? Why Saturday? And he talks about how, you know, from the perspective of the disciples, Saturday's a rough day, right? I mean, Friday's the worst day. From their perspective, Friday is the worst day in the world, right? I mean, it's the death of dreams. It is the death of the man they followed for years now. It's the death of all their hopes. They had hoped Jesus and expected Jesus to usher in what they thought the kingdom would look like. And now Jesus is crucified and it seems like everything is lost. And then Saturday, they just have to sit in that. And they, of course, they don't, we don't know, we know, right? We have the benefit of hindsight that Sunday is coming, but they didn't know that at the time, even though Jesus had said all throughout His ministry that, hey, on the third day, right, the Son of Man has to be lifted up and crucified, but on the third day, He'll rise again. They just never really heard that, never really understood what Jesus was talking about. And so Saturday's this awful day of waiting where they think, I mean, this is it, right? They're scared, they're afraid. In John chapter 19, right, it ends basically Saturday. It says, "So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there." And that's kind of the last thing you hear about Saturday, and then it goes to the resurrection. But Saturday is just this day of waiting for the disciples, this day of kind of the continued loss of hope, a day of probably despair, a day of sitting there being afraid that, man, everything that we've staked our hopes on is dead and gone. And John Ortberg talked about how, you know, I think in a lot of ways, Saturday, and I agree with him, looking at Saturday, this space between, right, the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, the space between what seems like the defeat and then seeing, no, it's really victory, is an encouragement in a lot of ways to those of us who are in a season that feels like Saturday. a season of waiting, a season of not maybe being able to see exactly, God, what are you doing in the midst of all this? And of course, I mean, what an encouragement in the midst of this season we're all in, right? I mean, we are all, to some extent, experiencing the same thing in the midst of this coronavirus, as far as we all are kind of going through this together. And certainly it's affecting us in different ways. But I think all of us have a sense of, Lord, you know, what are you doing in the midst of this? But it may be not related to the coronavirus at all. Maybe a sickness you're dealing with. Maybe there was job loss in your life before the coronavirus crisis. Whatever it may be, I think what's wonderful is that we have the benefit of hindsight. We have the benefit of looking back at the finished work of Jesus, knowing, yes, Friday happened, and yes, there was a Saturday, but then there was a Sunday. And the winter did come to an end. Spring came, right? The defeat turned to victory. Jesus rose from the grave. Hope was not lost. In fact, the thing that seemed like a tragedy, and was a tragedy in many real ways, actually turned out to be the greatest victory. And I think that's more than just a nice thought that then we can apply, like, oh, you know, look for the silver lining. It's more than that. It's, no, we serve the God who takes things that look like defeat and turns them into victory. We serve the God who was able to resurrect the Son of God from the grave. We serve the God who had all of this planned out. We serve the God, I said this on Sunday, this is, the cross was always the plan, that Jesus would go and he would experience this horrible thing and he would suffer and die, but then he would rise again. And because of that, he raises us from the grave. He gives us new life. And so no matter what it is we're going through, We know we can look back and we can say, look, we have Easter hope. We have resurrection life in Jesus because he rose from the grave. So no matter what I'm experiencing, I know I am alive in Christ, and nothing, as the scriptures tell us, can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So not only can we look back and we have hope because of what Jesus did at the cross and his resurrection, but we can also look forward, right? Not only has Jesus come, but he's coming again. Not only did Jesus die on the cross and rise again, but then he ascended into heaven and he promises there's a future day coming when he is going to come again and he is going to make all things new. Already we have resurrection life, but there's also this sense in the Christian life that already but not yet, right? We're still longing for that day when Jesus comes again and he makes all things new. And so whatever season you're in right now, I just want to encourage you. It may feel like Saturday, but we know, in a sense, Sunday, we know in reality, Sunday has come, right? We have hope always because of what Jesus has done. And at the very same time, he's coming again, right? His coming, he has come once and he's coming again. So we have hope in a sense, both directions. We can look back and we know there's hope. We can look forward and we know there's hope. And even in the present, we know there's hope, even in dark seasons, because the Spirit of God lives in us and we serve a wonderful God who is present, who comforts, and who does not waste any of our experiences. But rather, as we've talked about, I think a week ago, 2 weeks ago in the midweek touch point, we talked about Romans 8:28, right? That God is able to work all things to the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. I hope that encourages you. We have the hope of resurrection, right? The reality of resurrection life because of Jesus. I hope you had a fantastic Easter. And as we said during the series, every day reflects the resurrection. I encourage you, as we move past Easter, don't let that be the only time this year you're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's an everyday thing. Wake up each day, preach the gospel to yourself, and celebrate new life in Christ. Let me pray for you and then encourage you to pray for yourself. Father, we love you. We thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us and that you raised him from the grave. And Jesus, we thank you that one day, right, you're coming again to make all things new. And Father, I pray that you would encourage those of us who are in a Saturday season right now, remind us of the hope that we have because of Jesus. And for those of us who aren't, Father, help us to have compassion and to be there for our brothers and sisters who are in those seasons. Well, Lord, we love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take a moment and pray for yourself today. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day. And we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.